It's been a rough week for the economies of South America. In Uruguay, sporadic looting broke out after the government closed the financial system to stop a run on the banks. In Paraguay, the stability of the banking system was also called into question. And in Brazil, worries about growing public debt caused the local currency to dive nearly 20%. It did bounce back by the end of the week. NPR's Martin Costi reports now that for many South Americans, the week's turbulence is a symptom of a crisis of confidence in capitalism itself, or at least the kind of free market capitalism promoted by Washington.
Roughly 10 years ago, the governments of South America started to sell off their big state-owned companies. Oil companies, electric utilities, phone monopolies, even highways were turned over to the private sector. It was a radical change, and you can see one of the side effects in the streets of downtown Rio de Janeiro, a big increase in the number of middle-aged men selling lemonade for a living. I'm a former employee of the Brazilian telephone company, says Cleoto Quintino. He says he used to repair phones for the old state monopoly, earning $20 or $30 per job. Now the monopoly has been broken up, and Brazilians can buy new phones imported from China for less than 10 bucks. Telephones used to be a serious business, Quintino says, mournfully. But 10 floors above, in the Brazilian National Development Bank, economist Armando Castelar takes a different view. His specialty is studying the economic impact of privatization, and he says you have to look at the benefits to Brazilian society as a whole.
The density of telephone per 100 inhabitants has more than doubled in 3 years. So, I mean, you add a number of phones equal to the number of phones created in the whole history of telecommunications in the past.
Still, Castelar admits that there's a growing disenchantment with privatization and open markets. He says many people think it was a one-sided deal in which first-world companies bought up local industries and got access to local markets, while the U.S. and Europe continued to protect their economies from South American products.
It was easy to say that you're going to open up the economy because that was going to increment exports, and that when you want to export, you don't find the markets. So I think the perception now is that you don't want to be naive.
There have been signs of a backlash around the continent. In Peru, violent protests recently forced the government to abandon plans to privatize two electric utilities. In Brazil, the sale of the remaining state-owned power generation companies have also been put on hold indefinitely. In Argentina, where the country's heavily privatized economic system is now in a state of collapse, the bloom is off the rose. Hector Valle is the director of a left-wing think tank.
El conjunto de la población ahora está despertando como quien despierta de una larga borrachera.
It's as if the whole population is waking up from a drinking binge, Vajja says, and now it's stuck with a hangover. Vajja says the country's financial crisis has made people rethink the wisdom of unregulated capitalism. And this process has been helped by the very tough attitudes of the Bush administration and the International Monetary Fund, Vajja says. In Argentina, people are bitter about the Bush administration's reluctance to send financial aid to the region, despite the fact that their government has been following American economic advice for the past 10 years. U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill has been especially unwilling to send money. He's better known to Argentines than he is to Americans because of the power that he wields over the Argentine economic situation. When O'Neill talks, people here listen. And they take offense, as they did when he told an interviewer last Sunday that he would oppose financial aid for Brazil unless he could be sure that the money wouldn't end up in Swiss bank accounts. For many South Americans, that comment only confirmed their suspicions about the ruthlessness of American-style capitalism. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.